the book Hebrews, part 46. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written? I'm thinking about Israel's Rapture. It's an A5 book, but 500 plus pages, which was actually part of my doctoral degree, which I've done a couple of years ago, quite a few years ago, which is very important for the time that we are living in. Should you require any information or want to order any books or want to come to know about anything else, please contact our WhatsApp numbers, +27, international code is 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you will participate in our study. You are very welcome. Please go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed out on quite a lot of information. It's very, very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications. It's free, the notifications. Please share this link with your friends and family. Make sure that you keys have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready. The following information, I only announced it on a Monday. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people. Any messianic groups, the Israel Vision Group, the Hebrew Roots Movement, the Sacred Name Movement, the Yah Movement. We are not part of Jehovah Witnesses or Seventh-day Adventist Churches. We are not affiliated to any Protestant or Charismatic denomination or organization in the world. Instead, we are only an end-time Bible study group and we are functioning throughout the world. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, which was translated in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Brion Rottenham. It's called the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham Version. According to this Bible, the name Jesus was originally Yahushua, because there wasn't a J in the Hebrew alphabet before the 16th century. The name of God was originally Elohim or Hashem. The name of the Lord was originally Yahweh. The name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. And we refer to ourselves as Yahfist, according to 1 Peter 4, verse 16. As the apostles and disciples of Yahushua were referred to 2,000 years ago. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I trust that the study today is going to be a blessing unto you. In the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We are going to continue where we left off last week. And now, again, I want you to listen. We are going to sidetrack. And first, return to Genesis chapter 3 from verse 1. You remember, right in the beginning I said, in South Africa there used to be one line. Today there's many lines, railway lines, from Johannesburg to Cape Town. Now, previous years when I was a youngster, there was only one line. And there was two trains, one from the front, one from the back. How do they get past each other? There's a sidetrack. When the one is coming on, then this one will sidetrack, that one will come past, this one will carry on, or vice versa. And this is what we do when you do Bible study. Sometimes we will be on this track, and then we'll sidetrack, go to another scripture, another total subject, new subject, and then we'll come in again a bit later on. And they all are accommodating each other. It's like a puzzle. Everyone is a piece of the puzzle that fits together. Now we're going to move to Genesis 3, verse 1. Now this, Genesis 3, and which is going to follow, it's very important to understand the figurative speech. The figurative speech is the problem which was never taught to us by the Protestant and Charismatic churches for over 600 years. Now when we read the Bible, I'm reading from a 1611 King James Bible. He says, now when the serpent, it says, now the serpent, that's Genesis 3 verse 1, Now the serpent was more subtle than any other beast of the field, which, now he says, the Lord God had made, in the 1611 King James. And Lord, capital letter, God, capital G. It's impossible. It's impossible. Moses would never have written this, because Moses wrote the Pentateuch books, the first five books, which is the Torah. He would have never written the word God, Lord God, because he was Hebrew. And Lord is an English name, which was translated from the Greek, which is Kyrios and Theos, which only were used in the between 100 and 127 AY after Yahushua. So Lord and God could have never been in the original script. So it is Yahweh, our Elohim. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahweh, our Elohim, has made. Now made, spoke, create, made with his hand. And he said unto the woman, Yah had Yahweh said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. Now, what does the word subtle, S-U-B-T-I-L, means? What does the word subtle means? What do you think? I went and I researched it in different dictionaries. It means the following. Subtles is very silent. He's wise. He's sly. The sly one is one of the most important. He's sly. With other words, he's always doing something. He's always busy with a move. He's always trying to confuse. He's sly. He's wise. He's clever. He has a brain to make a decision. He can create a plan. He can put on an argument, and he has intelligence. Now I'm just going to run through this six or seven attributes of subtle. Subtle. It means he's sly. Sly means he's always busy with a scheme. He's always busy with working a plan. Wise. Clever. He has a brain to make a decision. He can make a plan. He can remember. Put on an argument, and he has much intelligence. So he can work something. Now let's read verse 1 again. Now the serpent was more subtle than any other beast of the field which Yahweh or Elohim has made. Now looking at the attributes of the word subtle, thus I want to ask a question. We have listened to this now. Does any snake or serpent have these attributes? Well, the Bible says that the serpent was subtle. He could negotiate. He could see a plan. He was clever. He was sly. He could get involved in an argument. So he had the intelligence. Tell me a snake. Can a snake be subtle? There's not a way. Can a snake have an argument? Can a snake speak? Can a snake have the intelligence of a human brain? No. But I want you to understand that a snake does not have the same attributes as a serpent. A snake is one animal, and a serpent is another animal. Now, we were told all our lives through children Bibles. That's why I don't like a child Bible, which has a lot of pictures and little drawings. Because from my childhood, I can remember the children Bible that we learned from. There used to be, when it talks about Adam and Eve in the garden of of Eden. Actually, they call it paradise. They used to say paradise. No, no, paradise was never on heaven. Paradise will never be on heaven. Paradise is only three times mentioned in the book of Revelation, and every time it's referring that it's a place in heaven. Apostle Paul says that paradise is in the third heaven. He says he knows of a man that's been drawn into paradise, into the third heaven. Yahushua, hanging on the cross, said to these two sinners, the one said, if you are God or Elohim, remove us all from the cross. The other one says, have mercy on me. What does Yahushua say to him? Today you will be with me where? In paradise. So he's in the third heaven. Alright, so we understand the difference between the Garden of Eden and paradise. There's a big lie, there's a big church lie about paradise, which we all grew up, and nobody ever rectified the lie. It's only in later years with my studies and research in the eschatology that I came about this, because I was talking about, when I was young, talking about paradise as well. But Yahweh sent somebody on my way, and he had a discussion with me, just asking me, Prof, just show me, those years I was a doctor, just show me where the word paradise is is mentioned in the Old Testament, especially in the book of Genesis. It's not once, not once. The Garden of Eden. So, verse 1, now the serpent was, so the serpent is not the snake. The serpent will later become a snake. Do you understand what I'm saying now? After the serpent will be cursed, leading Eve into sin, living in sin, doing sin, eating an apple. I hope it was an apple. Then nobody would have ever died. But when we were youngsters, we used to see Eve naked and the snake hanging out of the tree with an apple in his mouth. First of all, the snake with the apple in his mouth, he can't speak one word because his mouth is full of apple. Secondly, no snake could talk. No snake can be subtle. Instead, that will be taken away from the serpent. All these attributes, later, Yahweh is going to remove and curse him into a body of a snake, and then he will be a snake, not a serpent. Alright. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahweh or Elohim has made. So we understand now that the snake is not the serpent on this stage in Genesis 3 verse 1 and 2 and 3, and the serpent is not a snake. It's very clear. I just want to ask, can any snake talk? No, it can't talk. But the serpent was talking to Eve. Why? Because he was not a snake. He was another type of creature. Most probably, well, he was a straight up person, like a man with legs and hands. He was a beast. He was a serpent. He had intelligence like a human being. He could remember things that Yahweh our Elohim, in the 1611 King James, Lord God, I'm just using that for reference, has said to Adam. Maybe a million years before Eve was there, because we don't know how many years Adam was alone before Father Yahweh created out of his rib a woman for him. We don't know, a help. How many years? 1 year, 100 years, 1,000 years, millions of years? Because in the Garden of Eden, not paradise, Garden of Eden, there were no time. There were no sin. There were no age. Do you understand that? Because it was a heavenly condition. which Satan had access to because it's on the earth. At that time, when we read about Genesis 3, Satan was already cursed and he was thrown on the earth. Because this scripture says that before Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, Satan, who actually wasn't Satan at that time, he was the angel, was in the Garden of Eden. And then he returned to heaven. And later he will be thrown out after accumulating one third of the angels in heaven and bringing them to sin. To fall under his spell. So in the Garden of Eden, there's no sin, there's no age, and there's no years. Do you understand that? Now this serpent is talking to Eve. And he's having a discussion with her. Now I'm going to end here, but I want you to think about a serpent. Knowing now that the serpent is not a snake, and the snake is not a serpent, I want you to try and draw yourself a picture of a serpent that has hands, has a mouth, eyes, ears, that can remember things that Yahweh said thousands or million years ago, not to Eve, to Adam. And we are going to discuss this tomorrow, if Yahweh tarries to come. Go and make your own study of the book Genesis chapter 3 and make your notes next to your notepad or on your notepad next to your verse. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Yahweh's will. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.